The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I brought you this story yesterday, and I was thoroughly disgusted. But after I found out more information, I am even more disgusted and actually angry. And it's about my Dodger Blue, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I told you yesterday, I grew up loving the Dodgers, being a huge fan. Some of the early Dodger players were my absolute heroes. Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, Johnny Roseborough, Maury Wills, and a whole host of others. Back in the glory days of the Dodgers. Went to a lot of their games. Actually, I'm old enough to remember when they moved to L.A. I was very, very young. Very young, but I do remember some of it. I haven't followed them for several years because I've been gone from California for so long, but still just have an affinity. Out of all the baseball teams in America, the Dodgers, they're my team, all right? I'm disgusted. They have what they call Community Hero Awards. And this year, one of the recipients, it's going to be on June 16th, to celebrate LGBTQIA plus Pride Month. During the game on June 16th, they're going to honor a particular group with the Community Hero Award. Well, we did something similar yesterday at the Pastor Appreciation Breakfast. We call it the Community Impact Award. An individual who has made a difference for the cause of Christ. Yesterday, Barry Sheets. This is a big deal. Community Hero Award. Well, they announced that one of the recipients of the Community Hero Award was the a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They're an activist group of, quote, this is their description, queer and trans nuns. Now, none of them are actually nuns. None of them. They are a group that makes fun of Christianity, Catholicism, and Jesus. Yeah. Well, I knew that they were vile, but I didn't realize how vile they really are. You don't have to do a whole lot of research on the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And by the way, they're all men. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they're all men. They're trans or queer or drag or whatever. They dress up in outrageous and provocative costumes. And Catholic groups are referring to them as, these are the words Catholic groups are using, sacrilegious, outrageous, blasphemous, vulgar, grotesque. Now, why? Well, one of their routines is they put up a cross, okay, the greatest symbol of Christianity, and they tie one of their members to the cross to present himself as Jesus, and then they dance in an incredibly sexually suggestive way all over the cross. They crawl on the cross. It's bad. And again, the whole thing is sexually explicit. And the other participants perform, at least simulated, sexual acts on the person who is pretending to be Jesus. It is difficult for someone who loves Jesus, loves Christ. It is hard to even imagine something more blasphemous, more vulgar. To take the very foundation of our faith, the cross of Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, and turn this into a sexually explicit, blasphemous, sacrilegious thing. And that's just one of the things that they are known for. Just one. Almost everything they do is blasphemous and sacrilegious. But they have raised money for some organizations. They have raised money for some queer homosexual organizations. They have raised some money to treat AIDS. They have raised money for this group or this group. And I assume that's why the Dodgers are giving them the Community Hero Award, because they've given some money to charities. Now, when they announced this, there was huge backlash, particularly from Catholics. The Los Angeles area has about 30% of the population of Los Angeles now claims to be Catholic because of the high Hispanic neighborhood, the high Hispanic community. 30% of the population of Los Angeles, Catholic. So this group, and by the way, it's intentional. They want to do the most blasphemous things they possibly can do. And they admit it. This is not, you know, some whacked out conservative saying, oh, I think that's blasphemous. No, they proudly admit we are trying to be as sacrilegious as we possibly can be. And so anyway, when the Dodgers announced this, there was enormous backlash and anger. And so quickly the Dodgers said, maybe that was a mistake. And we just want you to know we don't support that kind of thing. And so we've had second thoughts, and we are disinviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they announced that. Well, then the gay community flipped out. Now, here's one of the things I want you to think about. The gay community is very, very small, but unbelievably intolerant, angry, vicious, and can even be violent. So you've got the overwhelming majority of the people in Los Angeles that find this distasteful. 30% of the population are Catholics who would find this incredibly distasteful. But when this small minority in the LGBTQIA plus community comes to the Dodgers and says, oh, we're going to make your life miserable. We are going to make your life miserable. We will protest. We will, who knows what they threatened. But immediately the Dodgers change their mind again and issue a public apology. And no, I'm not making this up. They offer a public apology to a group that is sacrilegious, outrageous, blasphemous, vulgar, grotesque, and on and on and on. The Dodgers issue a public apology. Please forgive us. And yes, of course, you are welcome here. this is where we're at. And by the way, the general manager of the Dodgers is an advocate for Christianity. He has spoken openly about his faith. Some of the top players for the Dodgers have shared their faith openly and publicly. I'm just wondering how those players are going to handle this. And I'm wondering how the people of Los Angeles will handle this. I hope and I pray this backfires big time. I hope this hurts the Dodger organization unlike anything that has ever hurt them before. Say, Bob, really? Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. To send a message. This is wrong. This is evil. This is wicked. This is not just disagreeing about a particular lifestyle. This is true blasphemy. And I hope they suffer. I do. I hope they suffer. Obviously, financially. I'm not talking about physically. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make that clear. But I hope and pray they take a financial hit unlike anything that has ever hit them before. I hope even the most ardent Dodger fan rebels, stays home, makes their views known to Dodger management.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I think I'm going to start a whole new segment on the program, and it'll be called the Shake Your Head Till It Hurts segment. How's that sound? Because I know I could find stories every day, and we could just schedule it. Welcome to the Shake Your Head Until It Hurts segment. Well, this is the inaugural segment. Now, whether you even agree with the Durham Report, most of you know what the Durham Report is. Up in New York, a 3-year investigation into the FBI, CIA's, Department of Justice treatment of Donald Trump in the whole Russia collusion thing. Okay? Now, whether you believe it or not, it's blockbuster. I mean, it's blockbuster. What the report states is that the FBI had no basis whatsoever for that years-long witch hunt for Donald Trump about Russian collusion. The Durham Report indicates that the Hillary Clinton campaign started the whole thing because they wanted to sway the election. They wanted to create out of thin air a scandal surrounding a political opponent. Now, I think that should be illegal. And it basically said, we know it, but we don't have enough proof to prosecute it, but we know this is true. And that there was no evidence whatsoever ever to launch the whole Mueller investigation. Very, very critical of the FBI. Very, very critical of the Department of Justice. Very, very critical. Now, the liberal left and the mainstream media immediately said, oh, that's all made up. We don't believe any of that. How did the FBI respond? The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, said, and this is not verbatim, but this is basically what he said. He was asked, what about the Durham Report? He never once denied it. He never once said, well, that was a bunch of baloney. No, instead he said, Well, that's the reason why we've made so many changes. That's why we don't want to allow this kind of thing to happen again. We have made multiple changes, and we're put into practice policies, programs, so that this kind of thing will not happen again. Well, what does that admit? The report was true. Are you with me? I mean, that's simple logic. The director of the FBI, in response to, what do you think of the Durham report? Well, you know, we don't want to have those things happen again. If that is not an admission that what was in the report was true, and we are taking measures to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, the admission from the FBI, did that change the opinion of the mainstream media? Nope, not at all. Did that change the opinion of liberal left politician? Nope. But here is just where you shake your head until it hurts. The assistant director of the FBI, the deputy assistant director, told the House Committee on Counterterrorism, what is her name? I've got it here. Anyway, I'll give it to you here in a minute. She is the deputy assistant director of the FBI. She was called to testify before the House Counterterrorism Committee. All right? And that is chaired by August Pfluger, a Republican. And one of the first questions that she was asked by the chairman of the House Counterterrorism Committee was, what did you think of the Durham report? Blockbuster. Huge. Gigantic. About her agency, of which she is the deputy assistant director. Her response, and I quote, "I have not yet read the Durham report, sir." Now, the Durham report came out, what, 2 weeks ago? "I have not yet read the Durham report, sir." The chairman of the committee said, "I'm honestly speechless at this point in time." She said, "Well, sir, I just haven't had time." I mean, you know, what do? Shake your head till it hurts.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.